in the house of the Lord again today. And I had to think of, there's a, in a sense, we haven't had maybe a normal Sunday morning service for, it seems like, a little while, our normal Sunday, and really this morning is that way again, because we're missing quite a few people up here, and throughout the course is gone, so it's a little different again, but it's a blessing to have our visitors with us. Glad to have each one of you here, and it's good to have. So Bruce is here this morning, and I actually went back to talk to him a little bit, and he talked his way out of helping us out here. So, but he's promised he'd be around for a while, so we'll look forward to that later on. And it's good to saw Sister Angelina here. It's good to have you back here with us again. You know, there's as I was thinking that we had our communion service on a Thursday evening, a little bit different, and thinking of, and we often at that service, we have the feet washing service at the end, and that passage is read, and it, I guess that evening took on maybe a more special meaning to me than I always enjoy, it's a blessing, but something about there being in the evening and seeing everybody together and serving, it was a blessing to me, and I believe to all of you, I trust. But as you think about, and I'd just like to read that here this morning, that passage in John chapter 13, if you want to turn with me there. John chapter 13, verse 4. I mean, I'll start break in there. It says, "And he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore, said he, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know you what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, He that eateth bread with me hath lift up his heel against me." We'll stop there. It's a beautiful picture here of a service of where the master was washing feet. And you know, if you look at that, probably many would say that this was a culture thing, and that's why today we don't do this anymore, but we simply practice it in practice. But I think it's clear from Scripture, and I think it's right that we do actually follow this teaching here literally. But you know, if you go back in the first part of Genesis there, Abraham had visitors that came, and that was the first thing he did. He got up and he got a basin of water. You know, in their culture, as they walked and their mode of transportation, a lot was walking, dusty roads. So they had that was hot, and it was just a thing of hospitality, a thing that they did, wash their feet, and give them they use sometimes water, sometimes if I understand right, it would be also olive oil mixed with it that they would use. So it was a normal thing to do for them in their culture. But Jesus, I think, takes it to a new level here of serving one another. And if we go back into Timothy, it makes that clear there. He says, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. And as we went into the weekend then, and the weekend before, I had to think, you know, there was a lot of opportunity to literally wash feet. And there was a lot of that done. And it was a real blessing to me to see our church working together and sharing, reaching out, meeting the needs. You know, that was Thursday night we did it here. We followed the biblical example of Jesus. But I believe in the weekend we had the opportunity to serve and to give and to meet the needs. And it was a blessing. And I believe it was a blessing to those that were served. And I really appreciated that. And it's just humbling to see that working together and that sharing like that. And then this past week, Thursday, we were down at when CASP shut down there at Southern Texas, and Roma was there, and Jason's were there, and it's good to have you all back here again today too. And it was a blessing to see the group working together there, and get in just a little bit of what went on, a little bit of a picture, and the sharing. We got to go to a Thursday evening to a where they kind of do a dedication and service there at the house that had been finished. And it was a person there in the community that probably had faced, I don't know the details, but I think she had faced some severe struggles and things that hadn't went real well for her. And then her house got flooded. They didn't have insurance to cover it. They didn't have and there was some money. They were able to get some money, government money, I think, or something. And they paid people to do work, and these people would ask for the money first, and then they wouldn't show up, wouldn't finish. This lady's name was Sharon, and I think Jason was pretty involved in that. And when they first went over there, she was pretty hard to please. And I think if the coordinator wouldn't have been, didn't give up easily, I think they probably would have, probably wouldn't have got her job done. And in a sense, you might say, why go work for somebody? Why push to help somebody when they're so hard to work with, when they're so difficult to work with? But there was a reason for that, and it was a blessing. They were able to please and to make this happen, to finish this house. And she couldn't get done singing their praises. But when they actually got to the very end, and we got to the, Kevin Steiner tried to get the or make the arrangements to come over and have a little service to sing some songs for her, give her a blanket and a Bible before they left. She was kind of reluctant, and she finally said she said no, I, it doesn't suit me. I've got other things I've got to do. And you have to kind of know Kevin. He didn't stop there. He called her back and he said, we want to do this. The boys really want to do this. It's just a blessing to them. They want to share with you. Well, finally came to she said she didn't have the funds to supply the break, to supply the the homeowner usually does. And he said, that's no problem. He said, we'll bring it. We'll share it. We want to come. You know, we want to come. So they did. They brought the. And she agreed then, and she sent him a text the next day, really thanked him for not giving up, for pushing that. She said it was such a blessing to her. They came and sang and shared, and it was a it was just a real privilege to be there. And the another aspect of the I felt like of the sharing, there was a neighbor lady there that had also been very involved, and I believe she was a believer, and she found out about this, and she brought the break. She brought all kinds. She went and bought a whole bunch of stuff and brought break, and was there that evening also. And it took me a while to put things together and figure out who was who here. And when I figured out that she was just a neighbor, she simply did this, simply came over and helped. And she had been encouraging this lady all along. Well, I asked the coordinators there if we could take her a blanket the next day and a Bible. And they said, yeah, they think that'd be really nice. So they made the contact, and we went and met her. And she thanked us very profusely and thanked the group for all they did for this lady and making it happen. And in the meantime, she turned around and gave a very generous offering to the CAS program. So it was a real encouragement and a blessing. And I'd just like to leave that challenge with us to keep that up, to keep that washing feet, I believe, the way Jesus intended it here. You know, the thing that they made very clear when they were there that night with that service is that it's because of Jesus that we're here. It's because of Jesus that we want to share. It's because of what he's done for us that these young men put their hearts into fixing your house and wanting to help you. And, you know, is it because of him that I do what I do? Is it because of what Jesus has done for me that love that has flowing, that love that never ends, does that love continue to flow out through my life, through our lives? And that's a challenge I'd like to leave with us here this morning. So let's come before the Lord in prayer.